Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bill Baith. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jose Rijo. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rijo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Rijo. Rice moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball towards right. Canseco settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Canseco. Gedman scores. Barrett moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boggs moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin strikes out. One out. Bill Baith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baith strikes out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Baith and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Barrett moves to third. Romero moves to second. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Rice strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Davis reaches second base with a double. Lansford goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Red Sox. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Baith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baith is 0 for 1 in the game. Baith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas now playing center field. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford strikes out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Davis reaches second base with a double. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker pinch hits for Bill Baith. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros now pitching. Rick Peters now playing left field. Jerry Willard now catching. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Willard picks up the ball and throws it to Hill, who tags the runner out. Romero is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kingman moves to second. Dwayne Murphy pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Murphy moves to third. Lansford moves to second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-4 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard strikes out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Griffin moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Griffin moves to third. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-4 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.